This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is Wednesday, May 20th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we stand at the precipice of the end of humanity. The information we're about to cover in the next 4 hours is the most important information ever revealed on air in the history of human communications. That is not a joke. Engineer and researcher David Knight, coming up in 15 minutes, is going to be in studio several hours with Owen Schroyer, and we have investigative journalist John Rappaport joining us as well. Now, you know you get next year's news today here. You always think of aliens via Hollywood coming from faraway star systems or coming from another dimension or coming out of a black hole. But what if humans made new life forms here on Earth that had never existed? Those would be, by their definition, alien. Now, this is hiding in plain view. And doing deep research on this, it hit me this morning, about 2 hours ago, what this really is and how to define it. And we'll put the article up on screen from InfoWars.com in the live feed. World exclusive. There is a alien takeover via nanotech vaccines now happening on a planetary scale. Imagine if you are Bill and Melinda Gates, the supposed computer geniuses that sit atop Microsoft, it's really a globalist front group. What's the next frontier? They've told us it's humans merging with machines. Oh, we're going to be cyborgs. Oh, we're going to live forever. But really what's happening is these so-called mRNA vaccines go into every cell and reprogram the cell to produce a virus's protein to supposedly give you immunity. Instead of introducing a weakened virus or an attenuated virus to your body that it learns how to defeat, that still has autoimmune problems, other things, and they've been caught adding things, the vaccines that sterilize people and all the history of secret experimentation. They just hope you forget all this. Well, Bill and Melinda Gates represent all that big money and the robber barons that Hitler was just a spinoff of. The mighty oak is Bill Gates' people. Hitler was a little side tree. They pruned the bad son. And now they have a whole class of vaccines that reprogram your brain, reprogram your cells, and overwrite your body. And researchers at Vanderbilt and others call just this one class of mRNA vaccines. They're rolling out worldwide against all of us, saying we can't travel till we take these. Gates says this is the one he wants you to take. It goes into the cell and changes the cell itself. And then Gates lies and says, oh, but it doesn't change your genome. Yes, it does, and we have those studies. But ladies and gentlemen, this is overriding every cell in the body, just like the 1980s Thing movie. That thing didn't want to be that dog. That thing wanted to be us. And if it makes it a civilization, within just 30-something days, there'll be no more original human life on Earth because it's going to override it and become all of it. That's a movie. This is the real thing. It's now. It's not coming later. It's now. And, of course, this first wave will be, oh, just rewrite your cells to create proteins that, quote, protect you. And then there'll be some side effects. This guy developing it with Gates headed up the Gardasil and got that put out worldwide, even though it killed masses of people and sterilized women eating their ovaries. So it's all been a test to see what they get away with. When they got away with sterilizing hundreds of millions of women, that's what's coming out now. They're sterile. But they're little girls, and later it turns out they can't have kids, most of them. Now, you see, they're bringing you the next level. So this is alien programming with lipids that are nanotech that carry the nanotech synthetic, says it right here, out of Bill Gates' mouth, synthetic nanotech lab-made virus that takes over your cells. It isn't putting in a virus for white blood cells to learn how to beat it. The T lymphocyte generals, then train everybody else. It's not that. This is overriding you. Just like that, with the COVID freakout, the hysteria, every article's how great it is, turns out he's financing the PR, and it is literally the end of humanity, the overriding of humanity. and it's going to sound great. Oh, these go in and fix your eyesight. Oh, these go in and fix your brain. Oh, these make you... That's what they're saying. This is the next big tech takeover, the end of humanity. Stay with us. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's. Arthur C. Clarke was at the highest levels of the true Illuminati. He was the inventor of the telecommunications satellite, not just a best-selling author. But the first big book that he put out in coordination with the OSS was Childhood's End. The aliens come and they give us technology to fix broken backs and let the blind see, and the next generation of children are told you're never going to die. One problem. Got to upload. A cube shows up. Then it blows the earth up on its time. Now, there's another thing. The cube's got folks that work for it, but 12-foot tall red devils. Now, it gets into psychic imprints. It gets into how this is the plan for humanity. It's an allegory. And it teaches you that Satan's really your friend. He's 12 foot tall and has big giant horns and looks just like the devil in Legend. Maybe pull that up with the Tom Cruise. Or even pull up, for anybody that wants to look it up, the new remake of Childhood's End that came out on national television. Owen Schroyer's about to take over. And I wasn't even going to be here today. But I came in because studying the mRNA vaccines. The term vaccine you've been taught is learning immunity by being given a damaged amount of the bacteria or the virus. Your body learns how to beat it and learns how to recognize it. And it's got side effects and it's got problems and it's got fetal tissue in it and it's got whole human genomes and it's got cancer viruses and it's got HCG, female hormone, in it. So your body then sees that as the antigen that's also part of the virus and then attacks the proteins in that hormone and then attacks your ovaries, then attacks your uterus. And you can just type into any search engine. Anti-fertility vaccines, and the UN developed them, had them since the 80s, and it's the HCG when they got caught giving people. You can go, well, we got too many Africans or we got too many folks in Pakistan or whatever. Well, that's an immoral thing. I disagree with saying let's just kill them. But see, that's 50, 60, 70-year-old technology. Moderna and two other groups working with Bill Gates that brought you the Gardasil shot that just so happens to make women's ovaries where they can't grow follicles every month to release an egg. Just a little side effect that it reduces fertility massively. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the new mRNA class, the Vanderbilt scientists and others, right out of mainstream news, go, it's incredible. We're rewriting the cells. Instead of you learning immunity, the nanotech, the artificial synthetic nanotech-like particles go into your cell nucleus, like cancer does, usually viral, and it starts having you produce it. Oh, and it can go after proteins associated with heroin or nicotine or alcohol, which your body has receptors for a reason, because it produces natural endorphins when you stand up to the bully and kick his ass, or you finally, you know, marry the woman of your dreams, or you see your son or daughter become successful and do the right thing, you get endorphins because you're designed to feel good. They want to cut that off from you. Don't worry. This is a total takeover. So there's whole classes of these. Behavioral, you name it. But it's going to be miracle-like, though. They can have it go in, these viruses, this nanotech's here. The secret is it uses nanotech to use your cells to reprogram them. They admit, they say, we can't do this in the lab. We kept trying for 50 years. Gates has been trying for 30. We can't produce all these things in a lab. We have to use your cells to produce it. And so your body is now a factory of these people, beyond the communist Chinese just taking your organs. And it's all about the post-human world, because they're all going to be gods, you see. And here's the other big secret. When Elon Musk, who I think now is a good guy, he came up with the brain chip stuff to warn people. When Elon came out and he said, beware tech lords that dream of AI gods, because that's what they believe they're going to be. He says, I don't want to be part of this cult. But they're on record. This is their plan. And you're the guinea pigs. I'm the guinea pig. My children are the guinea pig for their operations. All of this is guinea pigging on us because they know out of 7.5 billion people, every one of us has different proteins. Starting 45 years ago, a worldwide program of the UN taking everybody's blood at birth, saying it's for a protein test for a blood disease, it all goes to the United Nations. We first exposed that with nurses in 1997. There were lawsuits, became national news by 2000. That's something going on 45 years. And it turned out the companies bought your blood sample, patented the original protein. When you go to get gene therapy, people are being told that'll be $1 million. We own your own body's protein. Every one of us is different, just like a snowflake. Just like every fingerprint's different. And they're playing God right now, and that's what COVID and the lockdown is. And you'll all be superstars. You'll all be wonderful people. You'll all be the coolest when you take the shots, and you're the pioneers. And Gates admits these vaccines are going to hurt a bunch of people. He says 700,000 people are going to get hurt or die from just one of the vaccines. But it's okay because we've got to make humanity perfect. Okay, folks. I'm going to have Owen Sawyer take over, and then David Knight's going to be coming in here, and he's an engineer and a smart guy to go over all this for you. They also have nanotech lipids, they admit are artificial oils, that are bringing the nanotech viruses, into your cells. To reprogram them. And again, if these guys were God, they know how to do this. But instead, they're globalists. Think of the mistakes and the problems. Oh, and then you learn they want depopulation and they're bad people. This isn't going to be mistakes and this isn't going to be problems. This is going to be them testing all of this on us in mass. To then take our blood and take our tissues and create systems for them that they have purified. So this is like the Skeksis sucking the energy of the Gelflings archetypally, but for real. This is the next level of slavery. You think the globalists are into the royal families into taking kids' blood and having transfusions of it? That's all admitted. I told you about that 25 years ago. Didn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. This is beyond that. This is taking over your children's bodies and turning their cells into factories with engineered nanoviruses. Completely alien. This is the alien takeover, ladies and gentlemen. This is the New World Order. This is the reality, and that's why they want us off air, because they want you to get blindsided by this evolutionary takeover. Just like the thing. The thing grabs you, takes over each one of your cells. But this is all done through vaccines very slowly. They're testing it. They go in with thermal populations. They test the really dangerous stuff. Then they refine it. They bring it back here. It's got soft kill. It's got time release. It's got Trojan horses. It's everything. It's big pharma jumping on us with its tentacles and sucking us in and taking us over and telling us it's all okay. This is the alien takeover. These nanoparticles are alien. They take over each one of your cells. They end who you are. But it's run by people who believe they've got to end humanity to become this new God. They believe they are aliens. So is there a dark force directing them? Yes, an alien force that fell to this planet that is not even advanced enough to get off of it, but is using us to build its system for escape. And that's why they're so pissed, because we've cracked their entire code. and they throw it to us in allegories like the thing. It's trying to get off. Now, it's not going to do that until it's absorbed us and taken everything we've got, because we're more advanced than it, just at a baby stage. This is the transmission. Humanity can save itself with God's help if you face the reality of the alien takeover. And if you financially support us, the enemy trying to shut us down, huge mega sale will finally end today, because we just got it in. There's a bunch of stuff selling out, InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer is going to take over. Everyone, call everyone you know. Tell them, tune in now. The vaccines are synthetic nanotech that rewrite the body. This is an alien takeover of humanity. This is beyond Mars attacks. The aliens came from the psychotic, satanic dreams of these Satanists with modern science, building the systems now to use us to be the engines to create these new life forms while we are absorbed like a spider sucking dry its prey. Well, I'm not a damn fly, and I want you spiders to know that we're aware of your operation. We've got the jump on you. So you go ahead and fill your hand, because you're going down. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Owen Schroyer, the Destroyer, with David Knight, takes over. Stay with us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not sure how you follow up that segment. And so we're going to have David Knight in studio coming up in the next segment to really get into the ins and outs of this with a much better understanding. But I'll just say this. The next evolutionary leap or step, but it really is a leap, of mankind, of humanity, is being planned right now synthetically, because the people that have recognized this and seen where this technology goes have decided they want to be out in front of it and they want to build it so that they can be in control of it. And so imagine you got a pregnant woman and you say, well, we're going to speed up the biological process and we're going to pump that baby out in 2 weeks. And so you speed it up and the baby comes out, but it's not even recognizable as human because you didn't go through the natural biological process of making a baby. So that's what this is like. Overnight, in a flash, we're taking a giant evolutionary leap, merging with this technology, except it's going to be sold to us as a miracle cure, as a be-all, end-all, and it doesn't matter that they won't even be honest about any testing or prior rollout to this that they've had. We'll all take it because, A, we're either afraid of a virus that the TV told us to be afraid of, or you may be blind or have some other degenerative disease and you may want it. But then what happens in the second generation or the third generation or the fourth or the fifth generation? Well, then you're not even human anymore. And you see, then you don't have any rights because you're an alien. But Bill Gates and all the people at the top, they never took the vaccine. They're still human. Now they rule the planet. And so when they destroy the planet and then think they can jet off to space, you'll get left behind because you're no longer human. And so that's their plan. That's what they're doing. They've had to move it forward faster than they wanted because America, about 10 to 20 to 30 maybe max percent of us, are not totally asleep and are trying to fight back against this. And then you've got some people in Europe and some people in Australia. But, I mean, everybody's looking at the West and the United States because the way of the West so goes the way of the world at this point. Because the Chinese people will take whatever vaccine they're told. They won't have a choice. So we're going to get into this nanotech vaccine that's about to be forced upon us with David Knight coming up. And, you know, I've got some pretty incredible news stories out here today. I hope I'll have time to get to them. But, I mean, my goodness, the corruption of Barack Obama. Unbelievable. As more is coming out. And then the lies from Comey and the rest of them just totally exposed. And where is the media? Nowhere to be found. An excellent story out of the Wall Street Journal, which really is actually a couple weeks old or a week old, which really tells the main story leading into the 2020 election year, politically speaking. Compare Florida and New York on all fronts. Florida and New York. Florida, mostly conservative, run by Republicans. New York, mostly liberal progressive, run by Democrats. Look at the budgets. In New York, the budget is unbalanced. They're bankrupt. They're billions in debt. They also have much higher taxes than Florida. So they tax their citizens more. On average, in New York, the quality of life is lower. The income is lower. The rent is higher. Your taxes are higher. Your balance or your budget is not balanced. And by the way, you have a massive outbreak of a coronavirus. But then you go down to Florida. Florida has a higher population than New York. No state income tax, yet a balanced budget. Lower taxes, balanced budget. No coronavirus outbreak. No state massive debt that they can't even run a budget on. Now, why is this so important? Because going into 2020, there is no debate, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a Republican. Quite frankly, I think there's very few real patriots, real Americans left in our Congress. Most of them happen to be Republican. But it's a small handful. But if you can get the average American to see how the Democrat Party is just an abject failure on all fronts, they can't stop an outbreak. They spread it. They can't balance a budget. They can't figure out a tax system that works. And so their response to all of that is just to take your freedoms. And so there's actually an update now. This is from Town Hall Finance. I haven't seen this one. New York versus Florida, round four. Now, I'm wondering if this is going to play out for the rest of 2020 with states like California staying closed, Texas reopening, states like Illinois staying closed, Missouri reopening, states like New York staying closed, Florida reopening. Because the story is obviously going to go, the economy is going to collapse in those states drastically. It already has, but it'll be fully exposed now. You won't be able to avoid the effects. And then in Texas, people will be working, economy will be booming. Florida, people will be working, economy will be booming. Missouri, people will be working, economy will be booming. But Illinois, California, New York, dead economy. Forced vaccinations, no freedoms. And this is the path that we're on. And so it's very important for people to understand how much of a total failure the Democrat Party has been for this country. Now, you can sit here and talk about how that's intentional and get into that, but most people can't even get that, folks, quite frankly. I mean, if the average American can't see in a compare and contrast between the Democrats and Republican, and then they end up going and voting Democrat year after year after year, it's going to be tough to get them to understand some basic stuff. But the more basic you make it, the more on its face it is, the better chance they have of understanding. Again, I'm not a Republican. I'm not up here stumping for the Republican Party, but I mean, I am for freedom. I am for a good economy. I am for the free market. And right now, that's the side of the Republican Party. It's not perfect. It's not all good. But you look at the Democrat Party, it's all bad. And I got this whole stack of news I hope I can get to as David Knight is coming up to talk about the nanotech vaccines that are about to force upon us. But folks, there is no doubt anymore. There is zero doubt. The coronavirus pandemic has been a giant hoax, and it's now being used politically by the Democrat Party. And America's pissed. So it's time to start calling out for what it is. It's a giant political hoax, and the Democrats are using it to take your freedom.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you, don't be farmers, and don't be ranchers, and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy, and you're obsolete, so you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order, and that takes you understanding you were right, and understanding I was right, and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight in studio at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And so David, for the next hour, is going to be getting into the ins and outs of how viruses function and bacteria function, and also the technology that comes along with these new nanotech vaccines. And then we'll also get into the financial aspect of this, because there's that involved as well. Hey, some people are in this straight up for money. Other people are in this for power. And so we're going to separate the two. And all I see here, David, is to me what's clear as day is this is a giant power grab.
Oh, yeah.
There's zero doubt about that. And the fact that they've used the coronavirus is more of a confirmation. But You know, a lot of people would say that this is a conspiracy theory. They couldn't even believe it. But this is all official Moderna text here. You know, there's no conspiracy here. They're celebrating what they're doing. They think this is a great feat of technology. And I'm sure it will be for them. But for the rest of us that become slaves after this, it's not going to be so much. So do you want to start briefly getting into the difference between a virus and a bacteria and then how they're going to be using viruses with technology to get into our bodies?
Let's talk a little bit about how this is a different kind of vaccine. This is not your grandparents' vaccine, right? A vaccine, as most people think about it, it's a weakened, if it's still alive, pathogen, or maybe a dead one so that your body can understand how to fight it. This is not what this is. And, of course, you know, the problem with that is, of course, they've added adjuvants, things to irritate your immune system, and that creates problems. Also, preservatives that are in it, so contaminants and toxins and so forth that are in the vaccines. All of those things have been issues. But now we have a new paradigm, and this is what this company, Moderna, is really about. They began by calling themselves Mode RNA, and what they were referring to was messenger RNA. The idea behind this is that instead of manufacturing a vaccine and injecting that into you, what they would do is they would inject some RNA fragments, and that would make your body turn into a vaccine manufacturer itself. And so in this particular COVID-19 vaccine, the idea is that they're going to encode with RNA fragments the ability to reproduce the spike that is associated with the coronavirus. Remember, you see the coronavirus, and it's got a ball with all the, you've seen all the pictures. Everybody is celebrating it like it's some kind of holiday or something. Anyway, you've seen the spikes, so it would encode just that spike, and that presumably would cause your body to produce antibodies to fight that. And so we'll talk about the finances behind this, because you have to understand Moderna has been around for about 10 years. Within the pharmaceutical industry, there's a lot of concerns about the company. They've been highly secretive. They don't write papers, which is unusual because most of the pharmaceutical companies like to write papers. It's kind of a PR thing for them, so it's a very different pattern. You've seen this once before with a company that was very secretive, and ultimately it turned into a massive scam. So we'll talk about that. A lot of people are concerned that Moderna has been more hype than anything else, and they've been roundly criticized for years, 4 or 5 years. People have been calling them out saying, I'm not really sure that this is a legitimate company. I think it's more of an investment scam than it is a scientific operation. Nevertheless, the guy who is now the White House vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui, was formerly on the board of Moderna. He left just days ago. He previously worked for decades for GlaxoSmithKline. He had been head of vaccine development there. He had developed an HPV vaccine and so forth. And now within the last 48 hours, he's made a killing in the stock market, more than $12 million exercising options there. But it's important to remember that no mRNA vaccine has ever been approved for use for humans, which makes it very, very concerning that they're going to push this thing out at Operation Warp Speed. They're going to do it very, very quickly. They've accelerated it, and they have eviscerated the approval and the testing aspects of this. And we're going to get into that in a moment.
By the way, just real quick, the irony of that is, of course, they're sitting here attacking hydroxychloroquine,
yeah,
which by all studies has a 90% success rate. That's even taking patients that shouldn't be on it to begin with.
That's right.
And it's just still 90%. There is no success rate for this vaccine. They've never even tested. So they attack the known preventative measure.
That's anecdotal, and yet you've got thousands of people that have been treated with, that's just anecdotal, but they will have this particular trial where they had 45 people they injected with this vaccine. 8 of the 45, they say, produced antibodies, and on the basis of that, you saw the entire stock market go up by 1,000 points. They made a killing, and Moncef Slaoui made a killing on that as well.
How convenient for him.
Yeah.
And I think it's just important for people to point that out when we're addressing the vaccines, because they see hydroxychloroquine being attacked all day long. From, you know, call it the hate Trump media, hate American media, communist media, Chinese media. But, when it's the vaccine, we need that vaccine. We're going to push that, even though we don't know if it's a 90% success rate, 100% or 0%.
You got Piers Morgan writing a hateful op-ed piece. You probably see it on the Drudge Report. I think it was there, saying Trump is going to be responsible for people dying because he says he's taking HCQ.
Well, it's like if I shoot myself in the head and then someone else commits suicide, that it's my fault.
That's right. But the thing is, you can't get this without a prescription, right? And the effects of this, and there are effects, every pharmaceutical drug has negative side effects, serious things that you should be aware of. It is a prescription drug, but it's been used since the 1940s for first for malaria, now for a variety of things. And so the negative side effects and the risks are very well known after 60 years. We're rushing off into a vaccine that hasn't been tested. And not only that, but a vaccine technology that has never worked and has never been cleared for humans. We're going to rush into that and make things like remdesivir, which has never worked. They've tried to push that for HIV. They tried to push it for Ebola. They never found that it was effective for anything. So they're going to rush into these other drugs, but then pretend that this thing, which, again, has to be done with a prescription, and it was Trump's doctor who prescribed it for him.
As a preventative.
Exactly, as a preventative. So the first thing we ought to always look at is the safety of something. First, do no harm. And if we know that something has been used for years, and we know it's got certain risk factors, and you take that into consideration. You do that with all prescription drugs.
Right? But, you know, that's convenient for them, too, is whenever something happens, just push remdesivir or whatever it is, and then I'm sure they make millions of dollars, even though it's a totally ineffective thing. But, you know, the other big lie here, too, is, you know, they act like hydroxychloroquine is the cure or is what you're using. No, that's just the channel or the gateway to get the zinc into the cell. And so they don't even tell you it's really the zinc that's doing it.
That's right.
Hydroxychloroquine is just the tool, the method. And so that's why it doesn't work for everybody.
And they did
but
some
it's just more
studies.
Lies.
They did some quick studies without zinc and said, see, it didn't help any with this, right?
Yeah. And then it came out, too. They pushed that and said, oh, yeah. And then the VA said, no, that wasn't even our study. So they lied about that study. It wasn't even a real study.
But see, there's other things, too, that they're not talking about. I mean, you talk about this and they say, look, you got thousands of people. They and their doctors swear by this combination of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin for secondary infections. They swear by that. They say it's really worked. They've had thousands of patients that they've done. But don't pay attention to that. Don't talk about intravenous vitamin C injections. Don't talk about a stem cell treatment. Again, in China, remember, the entire stock market moved 1,000 points. Moderna shot up like a coronavirus spike. And all of this happened because they had 8 people out of 45 that they said had some positive results for this.
Let's get into this on the other side. Let's go to Alex Jones real quick before this break to weigh in on this. Are we ready, guys? Go ahead.
Okay, he doesn't have him just yet.
Okay,
all right,
take
quickly,
us a break, David.
Well, real quickly, they had 9 people, elderly people, who were on death's door, and they treated them with stem cells from umbilical cords, and they found they got 100% of them survived, and not only that, but it repaired the damage to their lungs. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that.
So it's like known effective treatment. No, don't talk about that.
It's all about
unknown,
the money.
Unknown treatment that can make us billions.
No,
let's do that.
That's right. That's right. All right. So we got to go to break. We've got, and then Alex Jones is going to be joining us. And then we're going to talk about the mechanisms of how this works. You need to understand the difference between bacteria and virus, how they operate. You need to understand the connection between viruses and cancer. And you need to understand the connections between virus, cancers, and vaccines. And that especially applies to this mRNA vaccine. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when Alex Jones takes a vacation, that just means he shows up to work in a t-shirt. And so he's here today breaking down this incredible news, which is that we're going to be turned into vaccine manufacturers for Moderna, and it's going to be forced upon us using the coronavirus. And so, Alex, you were explaining this during the break, how important this is for people to understand.
And I am literally on my knees, figuratively, over the phone today, talking to very important thought leaders, all of them household names around the United States and the world, that they need to understand what these new so-called vaccines are. And you and David are doing a superlative job. Next hour, David is going to lay out all the science of it and all the records of how the regular vaccines are causing cancer and autoimmune disorders. And, you know, they grew vaccines in peanuts, peanut proteins. So now you have people dying of peanut allergy didn't exist. But already the mad scientist testing has been incredibly evil, incredibly out of control, all the history of secret testing. But I just want to impress on people, I didn't put the headline out today that Big Pharma pushes mandatory vaccines with nanotech alien life forms to take over your cells. That's what they're calling them, is new creations that go in and then turn our cells into engines that they, the corporations, are programming. And all of this is mass testing on us. This is all being done by supercomputers, and they're already 30 years ahead of what they're telling us. And so this is the globalist takeover. And notice these big Ponzi scheme companies, they don't get in trouble. Like the woman that had the company saying they could test for cancer and all these diseases. She got billions of dollars. It was all a fraud. She didn't get in trouble because this is the authorized crime syndicate. And this is so criminal. And so when Dershowitz says, I'm going to plunge a needle in your arm, you have no right to get away from it. He was involved with Epstein and with the Clintons and with Bill Gates in the secret project with all the top biologists. They had to get sex co-opted so that they could blackmail them to be able to carry this out. That's the whole point of the Caribbean island and the Zorro Ranch and the secret breeding programs. And, oh, Epstein was a weirdo. He was into spreading the seeds of the elites. It's a cloner operation, folks. We're really in the year 2050 or so when it comes to technology. The future's here. It's just not evenly distributed. And so that's what's really going on and happening. And so they had to compromise the scientific establishment to get them to go along with this giant criminal operation. Now, Dershowitz himself, you know, he's a lawyer for these guys. I don't know if he knows all this or any of this. I'm not saying he had sex with these kids. What I'm saying is he is the lawyer for a guy that did. And now he says he's going to plunge a needle in our arm and we have no right to say no. This is not even your normal horrible vaccines. This is an alien takeover. This is not a joke. I'm going to stop now. It's just this is so incredibly intense, and it's all dawning on us now how serious this is and how they're already doing massive human trials, paying people to be guinea pigs to test this because they're going to test a non-harmful version. Then they roll out the Trojan horse version later. This is their same MO. Gardasil did create autoimmune responses and attack the ovaries of women that take it. It did kill a bunch of people. So they know what they're doing. Folks, there's nothing more insane, nothing more dangerous. David Knott will lay out all the science. Owen Schroyer here as well. They're doing a great job. They're just in there covering all the background and the fraud and the scams and the evil. But it's not just about the money. It's about the power over your body to go in and reprogram what's actually going on inside of it. I'm going to shut up. You guys take over. But everybody has to tell everyone they know about newswars.com/show. That link doesn't get censored as bad. Newswars.com/show and band.video with the live Alex Jones feed. You are the only way we get around the censors. And now they're starting to censor text messages and emails in live time as well. So fight while you still can. It's only going to get worse. It's going to get so damn intense, and it's going to get so horrible, many people are just going to submit to it because you're going to be given a universal income when you become a guinea pig and when you allow yourself to be sterilized. Then the mass death is going to get so bad, and the deformities and all these new humanoids, just like they're going to program women and have designer babies that aren't really human, but they're going to have all these rights, and it's going to be absolute, just total Satanism where humans are turned into aliens on the planet Earth. That's how it works. Aliens don't come to the Earth. They literally create the nanotech, overwrite your cells, and totally take control of your body, and you're no longer human. This is it, ladies and gentlemen.
And I think their biggest weakness here, David, in that it's a window for the people to know that this is what they're doing. This is them trying to turn our bodies into their own, you know, profit manufacturing centers. Why would they want to be pushing this vaccine? Why is Bill Gates so desperate to push this vaccine? Why are these people so desperate to push it? Well, the response would be, well, they care about your health. Well, no, they don't. They obviously don't care about their health. They've been lying about your health for forever. They've been hiding all these things from you forever. So it's not about that. So what is it really about, David?
It's really about money. I mean, the bottom line is money and power for these guys. Yeah, some of them have a different agenda. Exactly. That's what Gates wants. But these guys right here, these people have been around for 10 years. They've never produced a product. They have a very dangerous approach to this that has been abandoned by the large pharmaceutical companies because it is so dangerous. And this is the thing that we are rushing at warp speed to implement and to roll out to every individual in the country. President Trump says by the end of the year, he wants 300 million doses of this vaccine. And Moncef Slaoui, who was with Moderna, said, yeah, we can do that. And so they get half of the money for this vaccine development. And this is I just want to lay out what is the basis behind this and why nobody else is doing this. Because when he had the meeting and he was talking to pharmaceutical company executives, they were saying, well, it might take me years. Another one says, it might take me months. Next guy says, Moderna says, well, we got it done in 45 days, and Fauci's already got it, and we're going to start trials. All right, you got it. And half of the money, about a half a billion dollars, goes to these people for this. What is this messenger RNA, this mode RNA was the company, now they call themselves Moderna. Well, this is something that instead of creating a vaccine externally, then injecting it, what these people do is they create RNA fragments introduce them, and then let your body start to manufacture this. Now, that sounds kind of odd, isn't it? But that's really kind of the way that a virus works. It's really kind of the way that cancer works as well. There's a connection between all three of these. First of all, they put in this mRNA that they transfected into human cells. That's their term, transfection. Then they differentiate that, they de-differentiate that into stem cells. Now, stem cells are very important, and it's kind of interesting to me because I have family members who have autoimmune disease. There are promising, very promising treatments from stem cells using your own stem cells. They call that biologics. The FDA has never said that they have any authority to stop that, and yet they shut that down. Why? Because there are other things that are coming using stem cells from aborted babies, using stem cells that are patented like we see here. A stem cell can become any kind of cell. It can become anything, essentially. So they can differentiate that into the desired cell types. And so when we look at this, Owen, and we go back and we take a look at what viruses are, I mean, part of the absurdity about all of this mass stuff, and I've pointed this out, is that, you know, as I think as Dr. Andrew Kaufman had the best analogy, he said, if you think that you're going to stop these virus particles because you're wearing a bandana, that's kind of like putting up a chain link fence and saying you're going to stop the mosquitoes. They are so small, they're very different from bacteria. Bacteria took a long time for scientists to find that, but even after they discovered bacteria, they would start to see kind of infectious diseases moving along. They didn't really understand. They said, well, we're looking at this. We don't see any bacteria. Why? Because the virus particles were so tiny, they couldn't see them. It took a lot of advances in microscope technology before they could see the viruses. And the viruses are not alive. They're typically fragments of DNA or RNA, which is exactly what they're producing here with this vaccine, with Moderna. And when a virus comes into your body, what your cell does is it takes it in and it starts to replicate that RNA and then replicates a bunch of it. It kills the cell and then all of these things head out. It's kind of like a chain reaction, like a nuclear chain reaction. And that's how your body is taken down in the same way that this happens with cancer. I had a sister who died of renal carcinoma, kidney cancer. And what happened was the kidney cells, they start, they go aberrant. Something happens with their RNA, their DNA. They don't start, they're not operating the right way, but they start rapidly reproducing. And they don't die like a normal cell does after a certain number of reproductions. They're kind of eternal cell lines. And interestingly enough, they have eternal cell lines that they grow a lot of these vaccines on. Another connection to cancer. But anyway, the cancer cells will then start to multiply, and that's essentially what a virus is doing as it's starting to multiply. And so when we go back and we look at how all this stuff is tied together and how a lot of viruses are highly associated with particular types of cancer. For example, there's a virus that's associated with leukemia. The HPV virus is associated with multiple types of cancer. You got hepatitis B. That virus is highly associated with liver cancer and so forth. And how do they do this? Well, they do it in the same, and this is why it's so dangerous when we start looking at this mRNA, because the very things that cause viruses to turn into cancer are the things that we need to be worried about with this mRNA. For example, it can directly damage the DNA. You know, we have all these CRISPR Cas9 approaches to do editing of DNA, and what they found is that it's not a scalpel, it's more like a chainsaw, and when they try to do an insertion in a particular spot, they wind up altering things elsewhere, and so it's not a precise thing. We've got other things coming up.
Yeah, let's
take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's go to this break, but you know, when you hear all this, it kind of reminds me of the Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Right.
This is drinking the Kool-Aid. It's going to kill you deader than a hammer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
844-443-6637.